Make sure you subscribe and review The Last Stop on whatever streaming platform you're listening to it on. Now here's our show.
This is the last stop on this train.
Because I put it here, and do you see how this shit almost just fell right now? This is why I don't take this shit outside of my house without the case on it.
Except for today.
My phone was getting hot in my crib, and it wouldn't rotate as it doesn't. So I was like, you know, maybe if I take the big silicone case off, it's not going to be hot.
And just like that, we're back for another episode of The Last Stop. Oh my goodness. What an episode we recorded previously. What a time.
And we're back.
Wow. COVID is probably over now.
Right.
I don't know.
In the last 40 minutes?
When is this dropping?
The week after this.
Welcome to 2022.
Oh my God.
I'm glad you were able to join us.
Yeah, you know, we recorded this in the future and dropped it in the past. Think about that.
Exactly. Y'all don't even got the tools yet. We on 6G. Where y'all at?
After 5G melted our faces, 6G.
I'm just a robot now. You don't even... I'm John. I'm not even me. Like,
we're all John.
We all just John.
Everybody's John.
This is the future. Welcome to episode 8888. This is the future. You know who we are. We got some topics.
And by the way, SpongeBob was right. Everything is made of chrome in the future.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Man, yeah, we moved on from cake.
Speaking
of moving on, what's keeping you in New York?
White supremacists. They don't seem to be here. They don't, you know, they're here, but you know, they're quiet.
Yeah, they are the imposters.
They're the imposters, and they know, and
white
they know.
Sus.
Oh my God!
Wow. Okay. We starting out early, huh? All right, cool. What's this? 3 minutes?
Oh my God! Not even 2.5.
All right. So clearly, we making a double album. You get the podcast. You get the podcast.
Shit's wild. We about to turn it up. All right.
Yeah. Yeah,
we're
here now.
Yeah.
What's keeping me in New
White
York?
White supremacy.
What's keeping me in New York? Fucking. I walk. I walk everywhere.
Facts.
I can't walk everywhere nowhere else, my nigga.
Yeah, that's a solid.
I literally live in Manhattan. Fact. I can walk all
Houston,
up and down
Houston, Texas.
Shit,
where the fuck you walking?
I can't. I have to get a car.
Yeah. There's no walking. There's no walking in Texas.
There's no walk. This whole country was built around niggas with horses.
You know what they say? They don't stop. They keep going. They keep going.
Know that.
Nah, like, you know, yo, Walker, Texas Ranger.
Yo, all right, you know what? We already on this kind of tip. What the fuck was going on in the world that a nigga was like, yo, we really gotta make a stop sign, bro? Like, it's getting too crazy out here. We got horses T-boning other horses. We gotta make niggas stop right here.
This is how you know white people are really stupid. Because it took one black guy to go, y'all don't have to stop forever. Like,
oh,
just because
God.
The sign says stop. Let me make these stupid crackers a sign that lets them know when to go.
These crackers ain't never seen no fucking lights before.
It's definitely one person out there had to make a fucking go sign. Definitely one person.
I'm telling you, there's a black guy who
nigga
made
go.
The lights.
Go. Nigga did.
Go. It was sick and tired. The phones didn't exist, so looking down at your phone wasn't in existence.
Oh my God.
Yeah, trying to send a nigga a telegram. Go.
Oh shit.
My bad.
Don't telegram me.
Yo, oh my God.
They're probably screaming at each other like, yo, there's no one around.
There's no one there. The sign.
Wait.
The sign.
It says stop. Obviously. And
I'm doing what it says.
All right, John, what's keeping you in the city? Because we went off on a tangent. We went off
the stop sign tangent. I was going to say the personality. You don't get this anywhere else.
You don't.
You gotta
pick a place.
So here's the thing. New York. I don't really like the personalities from New York because it's centered around just being a piece of shit. Like literally walking fast. Your main goal is to walk faster than everybody else around you.
Yes. Is that bad?
The way people talk to each other. Not very good.
Is that
the
bad?
Only people that are nice are the Ox. They my friend. That's it. That's the only. You go to a Spanish bodega. It's not gonna. You're not getting the same energy.
Probably not.
He's gonna charge you a little bit more if you don't know you. You're paying $5 for that bacon, egg, and cheese if he don't know you.
I mean, either way, on a roll. I still like New York personality over most over the places I've been to. Right now, the only thing I don't like about New York. Is everything so goddamn expensive?
Exactly.
Oh yeah.
And you don't get paid. And not everyone get paid enough to live in such a goddamn expensive place.
I want
to
fight every person that owns a Baked by Melissa. I want to fight you.
Pull up. You want to fight Melissa?
Why? Not Melissa. All she wanted to do was bake.
I feel you. I definitely want to knuckle up with Playboy Cardi for Magnolia and Bakery.
Oh yeah.
Sick of this shit.
All right, just think about how wild of a concept Baked.
That was a good one.
Baked by Melissa might be the wildest concept because it's a total ripoff. Mad plastic for such a small little bite-sized treat.
Fucking cupcake.
I don't even know what is that a cupcake?
Yes.
It's
so small. It's a shop cupcake.
They could have just wrote on the top of the building you want.
It's the muffin top to a what's the little bites? Is it called little bites? It's the muffin top to that. That's how small that bullshit is.
Yes.
But it's so good. And you have to buy so many of them because it goes away.
You gotta get like a 12.
Ooh, you want a fucking macaroni?
It comes with the circles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fuck Baked by Melissa. It's so good, but so little.
Yeah. Y'all trying to get us out of here.
You think Melissa's fire?
I don't know.
Can't be. Melissa's fat chick.
Yeah, it has to be. If the food's that good.
Bingo wings, bruh.
That might have been too much. when I asked the question, I was like, is it too far?
No.
It might be too far. Melissa, come to me. I'll show you how to lose weight in a good way. If you want to. You don't have to. You know what I saw on Twitter the other day?
Workout plan.
Yo, I went on Twitter. And this is how I know. I knew Twitter was bullshit when I logged on and they called Wayne Wonder a one-hit wonder. And I sat there and I was like, you've never heard of this man.
Yo, bro, the thing is, you can't listen to people on the internet. On the internet just saying.
But that's when I knew it was all just stupid opinion. Both sides. It's not a red or blue thing. It's just stupid opinions from stupid people that people take seriously all the time.
Yeah.
And then I go on yesterday or the day before. And it was a lady who tweeted, please stop sharing weight loss journeys. It makes us feel bad who can't lose weight.
Yo, I'm not.
And I'm sitting there. And I'm like, number one, you can't tell people what to do because of how you feel if it makes them feel better. And number two, that is the worst piece of advice I've ever heard because people posting that they're losing weight motivates other people to lose weight and it motivates the person posting to keep going because other people would be like, oh yeah, blah, 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 we believe in you, whatever.
Or it might inform people who don't know how to lose weight, how they can lose
exactly.
weight.
And it also shows that anybody can lose weight.
Yeah.
But, you know, that bitch wants to go on and say, I'm like, yo, I'm sitting there and then I'm looking through the comments because I'm like, she commented that on somebody else's who lost like mad weight.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and then like she had mad comments, and then all the comments were, oh my god, I thought nobody else was gonna say it. It was like things to that effect.
What?
And I'm just sitting there like, what are we doing here?
I'm sick of this snowflake. I'm really sick of this snowflake shit.
Yeah,
bro.
People really, they wanna be comfortable all of the time. And that is the problem. Like, the way humans evolved was by not being comfortable.
Yeah.
Like, we got pieces in our body. What's the shit that doesn't work anymore?
The appendix.
The appendix. The appendix was created because humans used to scavenge and eat whatever was left over from...
Straight up raw
meat. Yeah, from animals. Yeah. Because humans can't kill the shit that was out there.
Mm-hmm.
So now you get on Twitter now and it's all... I can't... Please don't post about losing weight just because lost weight. Doesn't mean anybody else can. I'm like,
we gotta.
I have here, anxiety.
Bro.
I can't.
Oh my god, yo! When I hear that shit, yo, bro,
we gotta have a term.
Wake up, smell the roses.
We gotta have a term.
Put on Strictly the Business. Seven.
Well, you can't also tell people to deal with it.
Yeah,
they're not. That's not.
I mean, it's not how it works. But I also, we gotta have a term for it. And I think I just came up with something good.
Oh man.
Fucking weaponized political correctness. I'm tired of this shit.
All right, that's actually pretty good.
I'm not mad.
I'm not mad. Okay.
That might be the name of the episode. I'm writing that down.
Weaponized political correctness.
Yeah, I like that.
Now, fucking, yo, you can't come up to me and be aggressive about some shit that I ain't even say yet. You mad? You mad? Because you want to come up to me and yell at me because I'm literally skinny. You can't do that.
Yeah.
You can't be mad because you ain't lose weight yet.
And attempting to, like, actively, like, stay skinny. Like, it's not like you're just...
Yeah.
Just doing shit. Like, you're not just out here. And just, like, posting.
Yeah.
I'm skinny, y'all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. you're like, I was unhealthy, and now I'm healthier.
Yeah, like, I'm...
And then they're like, no.
You can't now that post makes, that.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, that makes absolutely no sense.
It's making clinically fat people uncomfortable.
Bro, it's
But don't you... The main goal, like, when I chose to lose weight, it was because I shaved... Remember that day I shaved my beard and kept the mustache?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I have a double chin. I don't want the double chin.
Yeah.
And that's what triggered me to be like, all right, now I'm going to start being healthy. Like, you know, it could be whatever for whoever.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But if you tell a bunch of people who are... Because being fat is unhealthy.
Like, sure.
Or overweight. I'll call it overweight if it makes people feel better.
it is unhealthy, but some people... Like, for some,
you,
some
you
people...
You can't help. Are,
some
yeah.
people are bigger and technically healthy.
Right.
So, like, it's...
But being more than what you are, than what you're supposed to, is unhealthy in some shape or form.
Yeah.
And then just being okay with that, and then being upset with other people who try to change that, you're literally just trying to create a world where people just are lazy and choose to be lazy. Because you can just choose to not be lazy, and that's perfectly fine.
Well, I don't think that's what they're trying to do. I think the idea is don't post it. Right, I don't want to see it. Keep it private to yourself. It's your journey.
But you can't tell me what to post at that, on top of that. Yeah, that's where you look crazy.
At that point, you're trying to police other people's actions and stuff, and that's
because it makes you feel okay.
That's like, why I'm
not, so don't follow me.
That's pretty much.
Like, and I'm sitting there. I'm like, why is this even on my feed?
That's why I'm calling it weaponized political correctness.
They're literally using it.
It can apply to anything, any topic. It could be about smoking. It could be about being bigger than another person. It could be about fucking any type of vice or anything that's not inherently healthy. If there's nothing wrong with being you, especially if you are not necessarily someone else's definition of health.
Yeah.
But when you come and you tell me, oh, you can't say that about fat people. You can't say that about people who are working out. You can't say that about people who are smoking or have diabetes or have a drinking problem. You can't. Where does it end?
It doesn't.
It does not end.
Yeah.
As to the point that we can't talk about anything, we can't talk about getting better from anything.
Yeah, because it'll just all be a trigger to somebody. And then if you live your life thinking, oh, I might trigger somebody if I say this or this or that, then literally nothing will be said at any point.
Nothing will be said, nothing will be done. Yeah.
There's no point in politics. There's no point in eating, because if you're eating chicken nuggets, people are like, are you going to kill it? You killed the chicken?
So yes.
Oh, my. Yeah. Are you okay with it? And then now you... It's
now
literally
we know because you want some fucking chicken nuggets. Yeah.
People,
it becomes
people
a
like,
toxic cycle of
I like
nothing.
I'm gonna say I didn't personally kill it.
Yeah,
but you contributed to the death of chickens.
Yeah, people
you
like
that, you buying that leads back to the market.
And then, the funny part is, yo, you can't even be vegan without destroying the environment, because how did the vegetables get to the store? Trucks.
We not even gonna talk. We gonna talk. We, you
nobody
know
safe.
You know what? Forget the trucks. We gonna talk about the little tiny people that they whipped. Not necessarily. I'm talking about.
That's another word you can't say.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say midgets.
Is this the un-PC episode?
This is
straight up weaponized political correctness. y'all want to weaponize it against us? We gonna weaponize it back and just say shit, but with good intentions.
Very much, like it's a purpose.
Yeah, I hope all them motherfuckers over there doing well.
Wait, so do you think? I think I know you're going to get to the point of people not getting paid to pick the actual plants.
That's also very inhumane.
Because if you get to that, you think vegans would be okay with eating their food if it cost what it would cost to pay those people?
I think they'd be eating burgers like the rest of the motherfuckers out here.
Vegans don't have money.
Exactly. Yeah.
Even though, yo, you get a green juice, that shit's expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, imagine what it really costs. Imagine you had to pay $20 for that green juice. Imagine the fucked up sandwiches you gotta get out. Paying $45 for a leaf sandwich. And it's the future y'all want. Just cause yo.
That's all right, bro.
Weaponized political correctness. Wow.
What's next on the docket before I flip this table?
And that's why we don't want to move from New York. Boom.
We don't want to move from New York.
Because we want to say whatever the fuck we want.
They're weaponized.
I got it.
You will definitely be able to say more in Texas than in New York.
I also get shot more.
Yeah.
It's a balance. I don't want to get shot.
I don't know if Houston is as bad as...
I'm not going to lie.
I'm not testing it.
Yeah, it's more likely in New York that I get shot with a 22, and it's more likely in Houston that I get shot with a 45. I'll take the smaller
the small caliber.
Go to the hospital. They yoink that shit out.
Straight up.
Like homeboy was trying to yoink his girl out the fucking dance circle when we was in Mexico. But that's the last episode. Tune in.
You probably already tuned in.
If you watching both of these episodes back to back, you a fucking sicko.
Yeah, probably.
But we love you. Shout out Croatia.
Yo, shout out to all the listeners in Croatia right now.
Yeah, any other?
I feel like something happened in Croatia during quarantine.
Yeah, you're thinking of Belarus, I think.
Is that in Croatia?
The explosion
in that factory.
That was Lithuania.
I feel like that was Croatia.
It was not like Croatia.
Nah.
Definitely. We may have to fact check that.
Well, keep going.
But yeah, bro. Shout out to them too. Shout out to everybody.
Yeah, shout out to... Yeah.
Well, we get that fact checked. I was about to say that I don't mind moving to New York. I just prefer the New York personality. And you don't get this over.
You know, but...
Even the rude... I can take the rudeness. But not everyone's that rude, right? People are just like more street smart. And I'd rather be around a lot of street smart people... A lot of people that just walk like nothing matters.
But I don't know, man. We keep going to Houston because that's the only place that I know. So I'm like, those people are just so nice and warm.
Again, and that's everywhere. But that's all that nice is just because they're complacent, right? And it's a different nice. It's not the nice you want. That's how I feel. For me, it's not the nice I want.
Yeah, bro.
They gave me a good warning.
Beirut.
Lebanon. Shout out to the Lebanese.
Shout out to the Lebanese.
But back to John's point.
We got the countries all the way fucked up.
Yeah, we did.
Shout out to all. If we mentioned you, shout out to you.
Facts.
And everyone else. Oh, I was just saying.
Pray for peace.
What was that?
You're talking about how it's...
Yeah, that's not like...
You don't want that niceness.
Yeah, that niceness that everyone gives, that everyone just greets you randomly in the street. I don't want that. I don't need that.
That's not necessary.
I don't feel that it's genuine. Right? It doesn't feel genuine. It seems like it's just part of your daily routine. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to be a part of your daily routine.
Yeah.
And I'm likely to run into you people all the time. Now, it's different if I work somewhere and I run that people cut like at a gym or office or whatever. You run into the same people and those people are nice, right? Yeah. That's okay. You are in my regular daily life. But if I'm walking down the street, you haven't passed by me, you give me that awkward smile that you do, good morning. I don't want that. I don't want that because I don't believe it.
I feel you.
And in New York, if you told me, fuck you, unnecessarily, I believe it.
Oh, yeah, word. Yeah, fuck you too. Okay.
Yeah, well, nah, I don't know. That's just that's your way of view. I don't know. I don't know if I can agree with that either. Because there's just people that just wanna. They were raised to be genuinely a nicer person, I guess. So
I mean, that's cool though.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not gonna say I don't believe you.
Yeah, not every single person needs to.
Well, no. I don't think it's like that either. It's definitely. I feel like Houston is a small version of New York. It's a growing city. Cause there's man new shit over there too. So it's literally, I would put it as a southern small New York.
They got a lot of culture to catch up to when it comes to big city type of shit.
Like they got a hookah shrimp spot, and it's fire. it was one of the most fire clubs. They were playing I yup in my white tee when I walked in with Cornell and them, and I was like, oh, this is
like it might be fire. It might be fire, but you also got to let them niggas grow out of that. Because that, you know, you can't be doing that for the next 20 decades. Yeah, I mean, you can't be doing that for the next 20 years. You can't be out here just serving just food and hookah with yup and my white tea in the background. That's not a business model. That's niggas don't got nothing to do tonight, and we gonna go get shrimp and hookah.
Yeah, to be fair, the shrimp was fire.
The shrimp?
Yeah, and the hookah was pulling.
To be fair, what I was saying mostly applies to more like suburban areas and less city areas.
Yeah, I feel it.
Right. The only other city I've been to in America is LA, and it's Soho.
But that's, yeah, I guess. Because they're always smacked over there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's a nicer Soho. You get Soho, but less rude people.
Yeah. And you went to the glitzy, glamoury part, which is like,
No, I'm sure my man John was out
down
here.
I was in Melrose. And then I went to Melrose.
Yeah.
Because you... I wouldn't have gone to Melrose if you didn't tell me.
Yeah, that's the glitzy, glamoury part. That's the Soho part, yeah.
Not even. Not literally everywhere was like Soho. Oh. Everyone I walked by, everyone I saw, just felt like everyone I spoke to, it just felt like I was in Soho.
So
we're nicer people. Yeah.
So far, besides Cancun, anywhere that I've ever been, I've made sure to pay a visit and just walk through the hood. And Mexico, Cancun doesn't really count because we're all over the place. We're in a resort.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's all we needed. All we needed was trees and drinks and tacos and shit. We ain't need all of... I ain't need to go see the local spots so I could fucking go get... You know, we're not even going to get into that.
Nice little behead.
All right, bro.
Get your head knocked off your shoulders.
I wasn't trying to see no machetes out in Mexico.
I mean, when the guards that let us in had bigger guns than anybody else in New York, I was like, all right, man.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. They different out in Mexico. Yeah. We touched down at the airport. First sign we see, no guns. Big ass Glock with a no symbol through it. I didn't think
this had to be stated.
I didn't. Y'all gotta put a sign up. Which one of y'all crazy motherfuckers is walking into an airport and gotta see the sign? Oh shit! I still got that thing on my hip. Okay. Okay, we gotta come back.
Oh my god.
Hey, Poppy, I'm gonna miss the flight. I gotta go return my gun to my safe, okay?
I just realized. They definitely don't have a safe for the gun.
It's just in the house. They
put it in the car.
Just walk back in, throw the shit on the couch and leave. Don't let little Bobby play with that, okay?
Yo, look, yeah, I promise you the kids.
If I say okay one more time, somebody's gonna hit me in the street.
I promise you these kids know if they touch it, their ass is getting warped. They're not touching their guns.
That's not the first problem. Even, I understand, but that's still not the first problem on hand once your kid got a hold of a gun. Even though you want to beat their ass once it's over, they should not have the hold of the gun regardless. It's a problem the number one problem is the fact that they have it. You must deal with that first.
You think...
If your kid has a gun in his hand, what are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm gonna kick the little nigga. I don't know. You just gonna punt your kid. Yeah, nigga, I'm gonna drop the gun.
I don't know.
I'm not gonna lie. What if that little nigga got crazy? He just whole. It's in the air now. He's just soaring through the air.
No, it depends on how old that kid is. Yeah, he's not pulling that trigger, so.
Yeah, honest, at this point, it's in anybody's hands. He in the air.
Austin, bro.
Yo, you think it's
Dennis Haysbert is not saving homies?
Oh my god, the fake itself. Yo, you think being a barber is one of the most mentally tasking jobs of all time?
No.
Yo, just think about the concentration and the lineups.
I mean, once you get it, like I feel like once you get it, you got it.
Everybody got different shaped heads.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you're just looking in autopilot.
Yeah,
Then.
There's three types of barbers out there.
You gotta do the eye test most of the time as a barber.
I hate when they keep going back. When they step back and then they go back and then step back and go back again. And
they gotta have
like,
one hand on your head. Like, oh, let me examine this. Did I do this right? But nah, it's three types of barbers out there. You got your standard barber. You sit in the chair. You get a haircut. You get out of the chair. You pay him. You leave. Everything's fine. Then you got the second type of barber. This barber is the one that's going to take 3 hours. He's going to have a break. He's going to have a dinner. He's going to have a drink. And he's going to have a conversation before you leave the shop.
That was me on Friday.
And you know, both of these types of barbers have their merit. And now we got a new type of barber on the block. We got a barber that will take your call 30 minutes in advance, at the very least, and charge you $300 for... You get the yeeks.
Oh my god. Oh god. Oh, I didn't know what you were talking about.
I did not think you were going to get the yeeks.
You get the yup. And you get the lineup.
Five. She gives the really good haircuts from what I see. I don't know.
Now, this is despicable to me. Because you mix in too many service industries.
Two completely different ones at that. It's not even on the same playing field.
Nah, bro. You get a trim and you get some trim.
Yeah. And the wildest part is her saying you only get it after your haircut because... Nobody wants to do a guy with a bad lineup.
And is I was that like, really what she said?
Yeah, she said that.
Oh my god.
I thought the logic was
you should just be able
to give you a haircut and top at the
you
same
should
time.
Just be able to you like, should just be able to pay yeah. more to have your services completed before your haircut. Because you know you want to get everything out the way, then be in the chair comfortable for your cut. You know,
I'm not gonna front, bro. After I get my cut, don't touch me. I'm cool. Like you, there's something to what you're saying. Because if I let's get close. If I fucking get yopped, right?
Oh my goodness.
After that, I'm not feeling like it. I don't need a haircut.
Those prices. Very solid before she got popping.
Yeah, before she got popping, bro, it was $100 for a BJ and a cut. I'll do that right now.
Somebody was hyping up all her services a little bit too much.
It got posted on Twitter, and Twitter was like, this is insane.
Because the lineup was not that fire.
It was.
It's not that fire.
What are you talking
it's
about?
It's not
bro.
That fire.
Her shits was crispy, dude.
Yeah, her shits were straight.
I think you were saying the wrong thing.
Yeah, I don't know what you were looking at.
Her lineups is not that fire. It looked like she clearly was mentally preparing to top a nigga off before she finished the lineup.
I think she's just a true entrepreneur.
Yeah, I would have never thought of that.
What I think is, there's not a lot of female barbers, mm-hmm. and she obviously is one. Because her lineups be crispy.
She also has various talents.
Yeah, no. So she was like, listen, I need something to get people through the door, and she was like, I guess this will be it, and here we are. When I brought up this topic, I thought we were just going to talk about how hard it is on a barber to just get left to get ghosted all the time.
But she has it on a different level.
Oh my god. She's not getting ghosted, bro.
Oh man,
I think she's fine with that. If you go to her IG, she seems like she's 1,000,000% okay with.
Oh, good with the one and done.
Yeah,
I don't know what the fuck am I coming back for. Like, what am I coming?
I just want to know how often she gets tested, and
how often is she doing these.
I'm assuming every day.
My thing is her
schedule has to be full now.
Her cutoff limit is like you can't order a cut and some services longer than 30 minutes in advance. I mean, shorter than 30 minutes in advance.
I wish I had a doggle so I can call her number and ask about these.
Oh my
God.
I'm
just curious. I'm not going to do it. I'm just curious.
You know what type of sicko you got to be to order a blowjob and a haircut 30 minutes in advance? You was in the area sitting in your car.
Up to 30 minutes in advance.
Looking like the Brock meme. You know what would hit right now?
Bro.
Yo, that is
30
insane.
Minutes in advance is pretty much a walk-in.
Yeah, that's why she said you can call up to 30 minutes in advance. I'm trying to find her IG.
That's so gotta be illegal by itself. That one policy, even if everything else she was doing was legal, the 30 minutes in advance policy gotta be illegal.
I wonder how is what she's doing legal.
It's not. No,
she could just say that she's selling her barbershop services, and then that is just,
I mean, the shit clearly says nude barbershop. Nude barbershop.
The exotic barber.
That shit, whatever. But...
Imagine you gotta be the most wasteful nigga on earth if you look at her shit and say, you know what, I'll just pay for the nude cut.
Yeah, that's very bro.
You
hair everywhere.
Yeah, I said this in the chat. I can just go get it. I don't need none of this shit per se.
Definitely not.
I can go get a $35 haircut at most. Alright?
Get what, a couple
and then
haircuts.
And then go get some pussy for free. I don't need to pay all it costs me to get some pussy is however much it costs me to get to and from so and so at such and such house.
I have at least two barbers that could hook my shit up the way I need it. And there are a multitude of women out there that are very
promiscuous,
introspective, and thoughtful, and I like to know what they think.
He's talking about good brain
and
good head,
and know what
good head on their shoulders.
Their opinions are
sloppy yoppy
on topics
and shit. He said topics,
Jesus.
Topics.
Topics.
I'm just doing the extra services. So I'll deal with my high or drunk barber.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, bro.
I won't have to worry about a possible.
Might get some hookah too. Might get some hookah too.
Might get a free drink.
Yeah, papi.
I saw him open the bottle.
Hey, oh yeah, papi. Oh shit. All right, cool.
I'm not gonna lie.
Guess I got Henny now. All right, cool.
Yeah.
As four men in this room. I must say, we've been deprived this year. You want to know what we've been deprived of? We've been deprived of our hot towel.
Actually, I haven't been.
I went. The new barber I go to gives me the hot towel.
Yeah, the barber.
My barber shop.
The barber I took you to actually does that shit. So yeah.
My barber shop just never stopped. They closed down. They opened up. They were we washed these already.
Yeah, they're pretty clean with the
steamed them anyways. So. It was unsanitary. It was an unsanitary thing to do before to just use the towels immediately after. Anyways,
yeah,
they're technically not supposed to be doing that. So I'm gonna rat you niggas up.
Nobody said where our barbershops are. So.
Exactly.
Hey, where you? It's at
my barber's in Queens.
No.
My barber is literally on Staten Island.
Don't lie on yourself like that.
I'm lying on barbershops in Staten Island. Get all the
my barbershops are both in Queens.
They don't exist. If you ever got a barbershop in Staten Island, them niggas gave you a backwards haircut. You had your hairline in the back.
Nah, I went to a white barber one time in my life, and he gave me a fade with nothing but scissors.
Okay, now,
how the fuck does that even work?
I was...
He just...
He didn't do any... He fucked up my...
You just sat in the chair.
He came up with scissors.
It was called Old Time Barbershop. It's in White Plains. And yeah, it was like a 60-year-old man, maybe 70. And I was like, I want a skin fade.
I don't think he knew what you were talking about.
This man gave me a fade with scissors. And I was like, I literally drove to the Bronx and got a regular haircut.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I had to get two haircuts in one day.
That was my question. Did you go to a white barbershop or did you go to like a white barbershop?
It was both. It was a white, an old white man in a white barbershop.
This nigga went to Ye Old Cuts.
Yeah, that was basically what it was.
You probably the thing you thought I just had, I'm gonna just do whatever. And started cutting away with some scissors. And you didn't stop him, is what it sounds like. So he thought,
you said I'm gonna be doing it. He pulled out a scissor.
Yeah, I was very confused.
You said a skin fade, and he pulled out a scissor.
I was like, I got you, snip.
Yeah. I'm like, bro, what you're trying to do is gonna take months.
You know I'm looking in the mirror. That's not what I want, right?
Bro, my hair was uneven. It was all over the place. The hairline was all fucked up. It was just a bad vibes. Bad vibes all around.
He thought he could just cut your hair like you fresh out of Central America or some shit. Like,
oh my God. John.
Not even. Their hair don't cut the same like that. Sometimes.
John, what question?
My question was, have you ever gotten a haircut outside of New York or outside the NYC? Well, Manny, you said White Plains. Besides White Plains.
I used to get my haircut in Jersey. My pops used to take me to the barbershop in Jersey. Pretty much the same shit. I used to go to some Haitian dude cut my hair.
I've only got my haircut in New York and then DR.
Yeah, I got mine cut in DR.
I kid you not, it's just the same thing as here, but a bigger space.
It's the training. They got their training over there and then they came over here.
There's more barbers in one spot. Yeah. It's a lot more noise.
But he gave
same
me
thing.
He gave me a shape up with a Gillette razor once.
Oh my God! What?
They don't. They literally.
That is the like, next.
So weird.
That is the nextest shit I've ever heard.
But I'm not gonna hold you. The line came out straight. Mm-hmm. I was surprised.
You might be bleeding a bit. But to them, that is nothing. You look perfect out there.
He accounted for the little bit of extra plastic on the outside of the blade. Like, he knew exactly where to line you up.
He knew exactly where to do it.
That's crazy. I'm not going to lie. I was just thinking for a pretty long time in my head, and I've had exactly one haircut outside of Manhattan. And that haircut was in Brooklyn. It wasn't a bad cut, I'm not gonna lie. They hooked it up. It was just like 2013, so that cut don't hold weight today.
Wait, did you not get haircuts when you were in college?
I would come back to Manhattan and go to my normal barber.
See, that leads to my next point.
Barber loyalty.
Do you think that like they know how to like take rejection?
Yes.
Because
barbers, you never tell them when they do a bad job. They know they did a bad job by you never going there ever again until you need them. Yeah. Because the new guy is unavailable, so now you gotta go back to them.
I just like to come back with a better story about how I wasn't available for the 3 years that I didn't come. I've been working. I took a vacation.
So how come your hair's not longer?
I cut it myself.
No, and then they always have the sly comebacks. I can tell somebody else has been giving you haircuts.
Yeah, really? Is it cause it's the way it's fucking supposed to be? How about you follow the line? follow the shit. As a matter of fact, I got a photo for you. You fucking colorblind bastard. You can't fucking see where my hair ends and the hairline begins.
Like, that's why it has to be hard to be a barber. Like, nobody tells you when you're doing bad. Guys always just close their eyes and accept it.
Imagine my dumb ass with a deaf barber. For like 3 years.
Oh my God.
Deaf barber. I would just walk in there and be like, yo, I'm not going to mimic how he sounds.
Oh my God.
Just know.
He's not going to hear it.
This man looking at me.
Yo.
Kenny looking in the mirror like, yo, this line ain't as crispy as it could be. He gotta put up the fucking field goal hands. Like, yo, bro, please.
Yo, you gotta,
please.
Bro, one time I had to try to communicate. Like, you know how you got like the sides of your shit and then go like that?
Yeah.
He had did it a little different on this side and this side. I was like, yo, bro, you got it.
Oh, my God.
This whole time just pointing at the sides of my head like, yo, bro, you got it.
Oh, my God.
Look, it's like this one like this.
Oh,
and
my
that one
God.
Go like, bro, you good.
Oh, my God.
And bro, it took him so long to finally get it.
Jesus
Christ. And it took another 45 minutes for him to finally fix the shit. And the haircuts already took 2 hours.
Yeah, I would be doing so bad in that bar. I would be fucking Carmelo Anthony the way I'm fucking that's trying to indicate what's going on with my hairline. Right. Yo, please. This right here. 3-pointer.
That's like really a reason to learn sign language, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it is a reason to learn sign language.
Barber sign language, I'm pretty sure, does not exist.
You know what I did? You know what my dumb ass did?
Nothing.
Because they only messed my shit up once, really, and he fixed it immediately after, so I couldn't. I was
If your barber is deaf, he's either.
He's either
the nicest. I'm glad you had the nicest, because if he was deaf and he wasn't the nicest, that means he dead ass hopped in that chair and nobody's had the heart to tell him he needs to stop.
y'all remember my cuts when I would go to him, right? I'll get all the detailed ass designs on my head.
This nigga pulled up one day with a whole Temple Run map on the side of his head. I was like, yo, this shit is crisp.
Yeah, it was.
Like, it's... Man, I think that's just you. Most people actually do tell their barbers.
They're like, yo, what's going on?
Most I've ever said to a barber who did a bad job was me going back and telling him to shave my head. And then looking in the mirror as he's shaving it, and I fucking one tear like Denzel in Glory came out.
I don't know what your MO was there, but it's like you saw the cut he gave you. And then you forced him to, like, torture you. It was like, yo,
bro, cause
you see the way you just cut my hair? Now you're going to finish it. Now you're gonna scalp me.
Bro, like LaMonte would have this flip-flops.
Fuck it.
Yep. Get rid of it.
It don't matter.
I'll start from the beginning because of you.
Yo, whoever is out there with my pair of fucking slides... That's a really... They come from New York.
That's a callback from a completely different episode.
Yeah.
But I just looked up that barber's IG. I found it.
Mm-hmm.
She's wildin'.
Is she still that one?
The prices are going up again?
No, but... Yo, she's giving really... Yo, LaFonte. Look at those cuts right there. Tell me those are not good cuts.
That's fire.
Her IG is Cuts by Lola, right? Cuts by Lola?
Look, man.
Cuts with Lola. Man.
Cuts with Lola.
Look, these barbers out here be fooling y'all, man. Pat Bev be fooling y'all, putting talcum powder on the fucking, on the cut.
Well, it's to show off how straight the line is.
Barely.
Oh my goodness, you're a hater, John.
I'm not a hater. I just hold her to the same standard I hold them niggas who can't speak English.
That's a good cut.
That is a good.
That's a good. Levante's a hater. He's a hater extraordinaire.
I'm not hating.
Hey.
Only reason he got that cut.
You had to change it.
Cut is because he paid the $300.
And the nastiest part is the people who agree to have their pictures taken are nasty.
You nasty.
They are nasty.
What? Also, niggas will never know if they just got the haircut or not.
Yeah, so, we know exactly what
she got. She
got
to start putting a neon green ribbon on niggas' head.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
He can verify my service and give you a rating if you ask for it.
That is insane.
You think we can get her to call in on the pod? I'm going to try to get her for the next episode.
I mean,
I'm going to try to do that. I already followed her.
All right. Oh, my God.
Some nasty shit.
I hope she don't listen to this one.
I mean, she could. Yeah, entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Do that here.
Get that free promo.
It's not,
she comes out to New York.
It's not like I'm looking for the hair. I'd be the only one she'd yeek my shit just because I fucking. Just straight up.
Oh, my God. You
talking shit on the podcast, You fucking with my money.
If she is down to come to Cuts with Lola.
Uh-huh.
If you're down to come to New York and give live podcast haircuts, let me know.
Just haircuts.
Pause. Like, that's crazy. Just haircuts.
How much was it? It was $225 for the.
It's on. Yo, she only charges $25 for the cuts too. So. We might have to do that for the content. That might have to be the move.
I might get that cut plus BJ for y'all. Just know that I might do that for y'all.
Yo, you're
for
the nasty
pod.
Man.
No, I'm doing it for the pod, bro.
For the pod.
It's like when niggas review food for a magazine.
Oh my
god. Exactly, bro. I'm not doing this for me. It's my job. Crazy.
That is so crazy.
Imagine writing that off in the text.
Yes. Hey,
oh my god. I'm pretty sure Jerry Springer tried to do that as the governor of Ohio.
That's why they got that nigga out of there.
Exactly.
That's why he ended up on TV.
It worked out. It worked out in the end.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Yo, they thought they was slick putting Judge Judy on TV for one more season, just telling her wear a fucking ponytail or whatever she wearing now.
Wait, why?
I don't know. They just switched her hair up after fucking like 10, like 15 years.
That's the fed up. She's mad now.
She was supposed to have been out of here.
Yeah. I don't even know, like,
how you turned down 14.5 million an episode, though.
That's insane,
nigga. What?
That she was making that per episode.
She was a banger gavel, nigga.
How much is enough?
Like I said, they're banger.
You're not even a real judge. You're an entertainment judge. All right. Yo, do y'all think being drunk is the real you?
No.
Alright, I just wanted to make sure, because...
Well, why would...
You send a drunk text, you think that's what you really wanted to say?
We spoke about this.
We definitely spoke about this.
Yeah, on the podcast. I personally think sending drunk texts, you know what you want to say. It's in your brain. It's just that... If you were sober, you wouldn't actually send that text.
That filter.
That's all it is.
That filter.
It would have been worded way better.
Nigga, you probably just wouldn't have sent that text at all.
Yeah, probably would. Yeah, I guess.
That filter.
That's how.
Yeah, the filter's gone.
Anytime someone says, oh, you know, when I'm drunk, I lose my filter. That filter is a part of you.
Inhibitions.
Yes.
Yeah. I get it. That makes sense.
And you know, when you're out in the public and you're like, oh, this fucking homeless guy is being really annoying. I should punch him in the face.
What?
You know how you don't punch him in the face?
Inhibitions.
Yes.
I never thought about that.
Yeah. Anything you've ever thought of doing while drunk and also while sober, but when you were sober, you were like, let me chill the fuck out before I get arrested. Inhibitions.
Yep.
You're not gonna subject yourself to fucking something that can get you big arrested for no reason. Unless you're fucking drunk.
Yeah, bro. Drunk me has done some different shit, Doug.
I'm not
really proud of it.
I think drunk Manny is to the I'm just a sleepy person now when I'm drunk.
Now?
Yeah. Like now I'm falling asleep. I'm not wilding out.
Oh no, I'm very, very spirited, but it might be also. Yeah.
I just talk shit. Yeah. I used to be out here pissing on firehouses,
bro. One time, I got drunk. Went to go take a pit. Yeah, we spoke about this on the pod too. I can't even elaborate on old stories no more
because y'all done heard them.
Yeah, we're
I'd be like,
on,
wait a minute,
pissed on the church.
What episode was this?
We gotta go back and get different old stories.
Yeah. Come out the archives.
Yeah, like when Manny got drunk at John's house during a party and grabbed a Hennessy bottle and was about to crack Ryan over the head with it.
I still don't believe that,
bro.
I still do not believe that.
Me and Omari saw
you. That is one of the things where I was like, I remember that night.
Okay.
And I definitely, alright, number one, why would I hold
a bottle of Hennessy
over my head?
You didn't hold it over your head, you grabbed it. You grabbed it and like held it by the handle, like as if you were going to use it to hit somebody in the head. and then looked at Brian. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
You ain't have to whine. Come on. Yeah, we not yo, stupid.
That's what happened.
That does not make sense.
You didn't have to. You ain't have to.
Doesn't make sense. No. But that is also. That is also a wild conclusion to come to. And to just accept that that is what was going to happen.
What?
Yo,
I'd rather come to that conclusion and get the bottom
line. And not have it happen. Yeah. Yes, I understand. Yeah. But it's also...
Yo,
what if that's not what's going to happen?
What the fuck else are you going to do with an empty hands about
it? No, but that's the thing. That nobody knows. So let's not come. Let's
we
not
are
jump
all
to conclusions.
From New York. You were pre-wound up. That's where this nigga stopped you.
You
we do not know that's what's going to happen.
No.
Look, I know I'm telling the truth because when you do this, it's
I
true.
I don't know.
When you punch your hands, it's a factual statement. All I'm saying is I cannot say whether that's true or not. And
bro, the red lights was on. I peeped.
I'm fine with assuming that that's not what was going to happen. All
right,
okay.
You
got to maintain that PC image. That, at least you're not weaponizing.
I'm not weaponizing my PC-ness.
Guys, I'm a suburban guy.
You fucking talking about fat people?
Oh my god! Oh
man. See, but then I have this one topic, and I'm like, I don't know
how we going. You're going to it.
If that's an okay topic to talk about, because now I'm worried.
Okay. We've gotten all of the rambunctiousness out.
It's this one, John. But for right now, while John reviews that topic, yo, I think Versus is played out. I think it might be over.
I think it's done now.
Yeah,
because we've gotten all the bad.
As soon as it got to Apple Music, it was slow guns. Cause it's kind of like when your favorite things become too mainstream.
Yeah.
And you just gotta live with it. You know, it's over.
And it started to lose its niche We're literally reviewing the next topic.
Yeah, bro.
With the matchups started getting boring. Like the Patti LaBelle. I was good on that one.
I like that one.
I didn't watch
it wasn't,
that.
Like to be honest, past License to Kill, I was done.
Yeah. the John Legend, Alicia Keys one, I was good on that one.
My favorite one. Before they started doing like the in-house joints was the Jill Scott Erykah Badu joint because I got so fucking high and watched that shit.
God.
I was like, I'm there with them. Like I'm here. I understand, bro.
Yeah.
And after like once they started doing in-house joints, my favorite one was the DMX versus Snoop Dogg because that shit was just lit.
Between that one. And the Bounty Killer, Beanie Man one. That was the best one. That was the most lit one. Cause the DJs beforehand, when they were on the mix, I still listen to that mix now. Cause they were going crazy with the songs. It's you got to go on YouTube and then find like the 4-hour version, that's the version with the DJs mixing and stuff. That was like one of the first ones where it was like two people together.
That was the first one that was two people together, actually. Yeah.
So, when the topic, it's essentially what he's trying to say is it worth dating someone that you consider a really highly attractive person?
Maybe wording it that way, maybe like a... Is wifing a social media popping person worth it? Maybe that's the better
way
to
word it. It's not necessarily the same question.
Yeah, like somebody who is, because that is the way of me saying an 8 or higher without saying an 8. Like if you're getting 8,000 likes
the thing is, every single picture. Okay. With a question like this, you gotta be really specific. Just because of the nature of the multiple like situations we've gotten into in the past month just dealing with a question like this, you got women that are out there that are 8 or higher, you know, by most people's scales. You got women out there that's very active on social media. They getting them 1,000 likes. They not doing much to get it.
Well, the new trick is to be overly sexual on Twitter, and then that makes everything else in your life popping.
We not even.
I've seen that. I've seen it work a lot.
It's so corny. Yeah, bro. I hate that shit.
Yeah, like they just act like a super sexual person.
It's and low. It's
nothing
low key,
but sexual jokes.
It's
all
low
day
key
long.
Ruining Twitter.
It's not even funny. It's not even funny. Like I get it if it was funny. Like, if you got jokes, if you got memes and some shit, bro. If you just straight up. Uh-oh, my pussy out. What are you talking about?
That shit is wet.
What are you doing?
It's getting to the point. I follow a lot of these chicks,
but it's no content.
I made one good sex joke at the end of 2019 on Twitter, and the fact that nobody has lived up to this one joke that I made was fucking... It's disheartened me. It's made me slow down on Twitter. My fucking output is lower. My tweets ain't as good. And it's cause y'all motherfuckers don't deserve it. Cause you just out here when you put your when she put her titty in your mouth, fucking
reaction meme.
Come
on.
Or the fucking less than arrow like
oh the great like, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Is that it?
Is that it? That's all you needed?
When I see what is that saying?
That's it.
What are you
saying? That's all you need? You fucking basic piece of shit.
I'm sorry, bro.
I didn't know I was gonna trade the LeVar chance of not answering the question.
Turn it down, bro.
What I was gonna say was, I don't think there's a real struggle of dating those people.
It's not.
It just depends on how insecure or secure you are.
Honestly, it's not even about personal security. It's, does that person respect you or not?
Well, it's both.
Yeah.
I mean, you could be insecure and have that person give you reassurance. But if they still don't respect you, my nigga.
Well, you know that's what I'm saying. It's both. Because it's like a two-way street, right? Like, your partner has to know their position in their life, right? They garner all this attention. And they should know. And you should be vocal about how that makes you feel.
Of course.
And that way, you know, it's just... This is why
this is truly something you should ask yourself before you get put in the situation that
you should, as seeking out to date this person, you should be like, all right, do me myself, can I deal with them garnering this much attention all the time?
Personally, I think I am amazing looking.
You are.
But people, thank you. But people.
Yeah, you're mad handsome, Kenny.
Oh, yo. Yeah, yo, bro. Look. Oh, this is what friends are for. Look at this, my nigga. Anyways, me and my niggas think that I am mad fucking handsome, right? Some people might not share that opinion. Okay? If I'm with somebody that is conventionally attractive, right? All that attention, if we post it and shit, if we showed you my story, I mean her story and shit, I'm gloating. That's me gloating. I won. Fuck y'all. I won. Tell what happens after that. I win. Y'all mad? Y'all my girl DMs. Okay, cool. Y'all messaging her. Oh, your man such and such and this and this. I'm fucking. This is my girl. Like when she's with me. Like what? I won. Like, what do you?
Yeah, that's my same logic. If she's not giving you that attention back. Oh well, you keep talking to yourself in there.
Word, nigga.
Yeah. At the end of the day, the 8 to 10 argument. I mean, you know, people are not gonna always find the same type of people equally attractive.
Everybody got different skills, bro.
At the end of the day, if you are with someone that, not that they are causing you, but if you're with someone and you're out of your element when you're with them, you can't function because they're so bad. And oh, she's over there dancing with them, or oh, he's talking to this woman right now, I can't handle it, who's this? That's not a good look. You know, you shouldn't be with someone that is going to
always make question every move you make. Like, you can't be with somebody that's always just gonna be constantly on your neck because they don't, for some reason, they don't trust you. Even after you've given them every reason to trust you.
Yeah.
It becomes a one-sided problem. And one-sided problems are not good in relationships because one person is sitting there
like, what the fuck is your problem? And another person is like, this is my fucking problem.
Yeah.
And
it just does not look good.
I don't see a fucking problem.
Yeah.
So.
Especially when the problem is you're having fun while being attractive and I don't like it. Uh-huh. Because whoever is the person that's having that problem in the a relationship is never gonna know how to say that. Because
it, when I think you look too good for me.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever gonna say that shit. No one's gonna say that shit.
You're having fun with your attractive female friends and random dudes, and you're and I'm becoming insecure.
Now
I said all of that to ask just to I don't even know. Because I forgot why I wrote that down.
Okay.
You got the answer, though.
So, yeah. I feel better with these answers. Because I was like, after I asked, I was like, damn, what if we become one of those Twitter annoying podcasts that say some retard shit? Not retard. That's OD. Wow. Yeah, word, Jesus.
That was crazy. Yeah, we could get it out.
I might have to bleep that. But, you know, I didn't want the... you know, like the $200 dates podcast clips.
We're never gonna come.
When you get
that deep into a question like that, it's not even really.
You can handle it. You can handle like, a bad bitch. Don't get a bad bitch.
People just be saying shit on the internet, and it's kind of getting on my nerves.
That's been getting on my nerves.
Like,
yo, what are y'all thoughts on $200 dates?
Man,
look at
the fuck.
Yeah. Yo, is it date?
No, that's
is
not
it?
A real. That's not a real question. It's that's the.
That was a Twitter meme.
Yeah, that's a Twitter because that really was a discussion.
People be taking that
and
shit
then it
seriously.
Keeps coming back, and people were like,
the fact that you got to ask, no, the fact that you inherently have to put a price on a date means you lost.
Yeah,
you all like. You that means in your head, it literally does not quantify that you could hit this chick up and ask her if she just want to go get some food and hit the park. Like you don't even know how to say something that involves you and not money. You must like you need to value yourself with this bread or this experience in order for you to hang out with this. You have no concept of you just saying, yo, let's go get food, or let's hang out, or let's do a cheap activity, or let's go see this shit because it looks cool.
Yeah, shit don't always have to be expensive to be a good time, my nigga.
That shit,
and here
that,
we are that, talking about $200.
Yeah, we're seriously talking about it. But all right, last thing.
Is it the last thing?
What do you do that cost $100 to do alone? That with two people cost two like that. That
I don't know.
You have to go out of your way to find a $200 activity for two.
Or you ate a lot. Like,
I'm not an appetizers guy.
Neither am I.
I'm not a fan. What sense does eating before you eat like that? Order if you order
the entree
first.
Straight up.
Yeah.
You get it faster than you would if you ordered an appetizer.
Do you
want
any appetizer? No, nigga. I'm ready to order.
I'm ready to order.
Give me the steak. Give me the full rack of ribs with the fries on the side.
I barely make it a dessert. That red velvet cake.
Oh, I messed up. The only time I really get appetizers is when there's like, and it's not just for me. Appetizers is like a group thing. Yeah.
The whole time we in Mexico, for some reason, I was the only one that ordered no desserts.
But you ordered an appetizer.
I did.
Okay, then that's
no.
That's not a dessert.
That's that sub.
Oh, you didn't get the.
I did not.
Yeah, me and John got the flaming ice cream.
Yeah, I did not want ice cream because I just ate mad fucking hibachi. That's mad like
Oriental food is actually what it was called.
Can we not?
It was called.
You cannot say that.
The name of the restaurant was Oriental.
You can't say that.
We was in a different country. It was different.
That was
over
the
there.
Name because, by definition, Oriental means Asian, and it was a mixture of different Asian foods.
All right. Then you know what? You got to say it like you're saying it in Spanish because it's not
Oriental.
It's not, yeah, Oriental. Yeah.
It sounds way better. Oh, my God. But, guys. We banged out another episode.
Bang, bang, let's go.
Wow. Sheesh. We talked about blowies and cuts.
Yeah.
We talked about $200 dates.
$200.
Dating baddies. Little boo things. And, you know, now we're here at the end. Another hour, another pod.
Don't leak your address, folks.
Jesus. But yeah, all right. Thanks, guys, for tuning in. Make sure you vote for Biden.
Vote for Joe Biden.
Yeah. Not Trump.
Fuck that other nigga.
You bitch ass nigga if you vote for Trump.
Y'all lucky we can't say what we want to say on this motherfucker.
Because of
weaponized political correctness.
Boom. Bang. WPC, nigga. Bang, bang.